This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, you know it's
Chaz
and Moose.
You know it's Chaz and Moose. Hey. Chaz and Moose, Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live, Rocket Mortgage, Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Pete and Mike across the way, Bogish with your updates. Who's having a power breakfast outside? I checked out.
Who?
Bogish. Dunkin' Donuts. He's having a power sandwich. Power breakfast sandwich.
No, that's from Panera Bread.
No, he told me it's from Dunkin'. He bought it.
I think he's wrong. That's power breakfast sandwiches. That's not from Dunkin' Donuts. That's from Panera Bread. He's wrong.
It's wrapped in a Dunkin' wrapper.
Then you get the name wrong, Moose.
I didn't get the name right. I asked him. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Duncan.
It's Duncan.
I need to look into this.
Don't look.
I'm not the argumentative one here, sir, but okay, no problem. I'll move on.
I'm not the argumentative guy. 855-212-4227, your number to call. 855-212-4CBS.
Attention, hotline fans.
Sirius at XM206, the app as well. As we have another hour left to play with, we're going to wait here on DeAndre Baker, Georgia corner. Expected to be a first-round draft choice come late April. And the NFL draft says the draft process does continue as Clemson and a number of other schools had their pro day yesterday. And some of the Clemson big defensive linemen did not work due to injury. One was out with a toe injury. Lawrence, their big defensive lineman, who when we had on Dabo Sweeney earlier in the week, said there's nobody in the NFL draft that compares to him. He said he was at about 90% when he did some of his work yesterday.
Well, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't hear the interview that Moose and I had with Dabo Sweeney, you have to go listen to it. He was spectacular. Really gives you great insight, great guests. So go to radio.com and to the Apple website where you get your podcast or wherever, go to Apple Podcasts. And just get what show, that was yesterday, Moose, or the day before yesterday? Day before yesterday. Yeah. Great chat we had with Dabo Sweeney.
We did. Sure. And we've talked a lot about the NFL this week, right, about teams and got into some great debates, Anthony Barr and, winners and losers and who should be excited about. The Jets, certainly. The Raiders had some good days. The Cleveland Browns with the acquisition of Odell Beckham Jr., and Taz, your Buffalo Bills as well. I mean, they added Cole Beasley, who, amazingly enough, chose the Bills over the Patriots. Think about that. As he said, it came down Bills, Patriots, and Cowboys. Ultimately, it was between the Bills and the Pats, and he chose the Buffalo Bills.
I know.
And he also got John Brown.
Yeah, fast dude from the Ravens.
Former Arizona Cardinal as well.
Yes, that's right. But the thing with Beasley... and you would think that he is perfect for what Belichick, what they've had for years and their slot-type receivers, and he's that guy.
Go Pats!
Not going to happen. He is what we call a Buffalo Bill.
He is a Bill.
It's very exciting.
And here is your general manager, Brandon Bean.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Who's a little bit bothered by the fact that the notion that free agents don't want to go to Buffalo. Take a listen.
That pissed me off, to be candid, because... it was an ignorant comment or whatever, and I don't, I'm not on social media, but
he's like you.
If you live in Buffalo or you know anything about Buffalo, I mean, don't speak about Buffalo if you don't know what this city and what this fan base is like.
Bills Mafia,
It really pissed me off, because it's not true. And when you talk to players, and it was not, how many guys flowed through here today? 8, 9, whatever. And we could have had more. We didn't have that narrative. It was started with a bad rumor on the whole Antonio Brown thing, people looking for reasons, and they didn't have all the facts. And, again, people that have been here, I can't tell you how many players commented, this is amazing, this is awesome, what a facility, what a place, what a culture, all that stuff that we have going here. And, this city is, we love it, and all I'm going to say is, anybody that says that doesn't know Buffalo and really is just speaking out of ignorance.
I love hearing that. That was nice.
Yes,
that nice.
I get it. It's a little bit too aggressive.
No. Are you kidding me?
My point being, Taz.
No.
Wait, hold on a second. Let me retort. Here's my question, right?
Sure.
Antonio Brown, we know he didn't want to be a Bill.
Yes.
He didn't want to go to Buffalo. That's true. Now, were there other factors in the deal, compensation that could have...
I don't think that's true. Remember what Rosenhaus said. When Rosenhaus taught that, I don't think that's true. I'm with you. I don't think Antonio Brown wanted to go to the Bills. But when you hear Rosenhaus, he kind of worded it a little different.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
I don't think Antonio Brown
wanted to go to Buffalo. I don't think he wanted to be a Bill. I mean, and I'll go on. Here's the one thing I'll go on. The Bills were offering the Pittsburgh Steelers first-round compensation for Antonio Brown or the ability to move up in the draft, right? They were going to go from where they were sitting up into the top 10, right?
Right.
So I listened to Mayock when he discussed, I heard him on an interview, I think it was the NFL Network, talked about the very fact of how the deal go down with Antonio Brown. And he said, to be honest with you, the conversation between us and the Bill, us and the Steelers really didn't get ramped up until Friday afternoon. Because he said, I talked to Kevin Colbert earlier in the week about Antonio Brown, and they were persistent that they need a first-round draft choice. And I told them, I can't give you that.
Right.
And so after everything fell apart with Buffalo, obviously the demands from the Pittsburgh Steelers kind of, you know, were a little bit different when the second go-around the conversation they had with Oakland. But here, besides the point, you know, listen, you look at the aggressiveness here of Bean, and I get the idea of defending the Buffalo Bills and defending his city, and it's a great city, and listen, a passionate fan base in a lot of different ways, as we've seen from Bills Mafia. they are a That's passionate funny. Fan base, and they love their Buffalo Bills, and you're a Bills fan, and I get that, Taz. You know, but, you know, I think it's a little bit of a, isn't it better left unsaid instead of feeding into it? You know, do you think if you're Brandon Bean, don't you think you just kind of let that vibe die on the vine? Or do you feel like you need to go out and defend yourself?
You got to defend yourself.
Really?
You know why, Moose? Because of the city it is. They're upstate New York. They're way up. It's near Canada. So they look at downstate New York City, you know, and as the big city, everybody thinks of New York, they think of Manhattan and Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten Island, you know what I mean? And you don't think of Buffalo, okay? So they always feel, and I've had the opportunity to wrestle up there a whole bunch in my career. And I got to tell you, I always loved it up there. Always loved it in Buffalo. It's beautiful, beautiful part of the country. You go right over there by Niagara Falls. It's unbelievably breathtaking. There's beautiful suburbs outside of the city of Buffalo. It really is a beautiful community. So now, of course, they get about 6,000 inches of snow per day, and it's freezing constantly, but that's a whole nother story. But it is a beautiful, beautiful area. My thing with Bean, he does this, dude, in wrestling, and you know this, a good guy. The good guy in wrestling is called the babyface. This guy is the number one babyface in the town right now. So, and that's the key. He is waving the flag of not just the Buffalo Bills. He's waving the flag of the city of Buffalo. And that Bills Mafia, they don't just like Brandon Bean. They love him. And that's cool right now.
They adore him. They adore him. But does it really change the conversation?
What do you mean?
What I mean by this is that, you know, the idea of Buffalo being a place to play.
A good, strong, young quarterback, right?
No, I get that, the talent, but his whole defense.
Oh, you mean I misunderstood you. Okay, you're saying the area.
Yeah, I'm talking about like that. I'm saying that, you know, the whole idea of free agents don't want to come to Buffalo. Well, we saw Cole Beasley, who wants opportunity to play, and clearly Buffalo said, well, if we get you, you come here, you know, you're going to be an integral part of our offense here. And Cole Beasley said, sign me up, right? That's what he wants. He wants an opportunity. His last contract, he wanted an opportunity to play football. So
Mitch Moss, one of the best centers in
Mitch
the game.
Mitch Moss, they gave him $44 million, right? But ultimately, though, is what he is saying is the how aggressive he is, because he's fearful that there might be a little bit of truth to it.
Oh, you mean Brendan Bean saying what he said?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I don't think so?
But then again, I have a dog in the fight. I'm a Bills fan, so
I might be a little... You love the Bills.
I do, so I might be a little bit more, you know...
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes the fear is, sometimes people get a little over-aggressive in their defense of something.
Like sensitivity.
Because they're sensitive there is maybe a little bit of truth to it.
Could be, yeah. Listen,
does he get a sense that guys don't want to go to Buffalo? I mean... You know, there have been guys. I mean, when we were a lot younger, Taz. I mean, the Buffalo Bills had stars.
They
had Cornelius Bennett and Thurman Thomas, Bruce Smith,
Fred Smirlis,
Andre
great
Reed,
defensive tackle, nose guard, great players,
all time great defensive
Hull
offensive
was a great lineman. Hull,
no doubt.
Yeah, Conrad Doble years before that. Yeah, no. Here's the thing, right? Is it a sexy place to go buy a home and live? If you want palm trees and the beach, no, it's not. Okay, but I got news for you. No disrespect to, this part of the country, but Jersey, if a lot of the Jets and Giants live in New Jersey. I mean, there's some parts of New Jersey that are gorgeous, but there's no palm trees in Jersey.
No, there's
okay,
not.
Okay, so, it's cold, very cold in Buffalo, and it's way up. So, I'd never heard this, that they have a hard time getting players there because of the area.
Fair.
I never heard this. So.
No, that's fair. That's fair. And I guess being a little bit sensitive to the idea of what happened with Antonio Brown and making those comments after Antonio Brown officially gets introduced as an Oakland Raider, Taz, and they came close to adding AB, where they agreed to the compensation, and then the deal fell apart.
Yeah.
For whatever it might have been, the contract might have been, I'm talking about Brown's contract being reworked, might have been the compensation, might have been Antonio Brown not necessarily wanting to be a Buffalo Bill. But clearly, he hates the idea of people saying, well, guys don't want to play here, and it's too cold, or it's not the place to play, and he wants to put an end to that right quick.
Yeah, and I think he did. And again, like I said, I mean, as a Bills fan, I'm all in. So, and I've been to Buffalo a lot in my career, like I said, and I like it up there. I do. I mean, it's, it really is a beautiful part of the country. And look, you got, Frank Gore going in there. McCoy staying there. I know Gore's a veteran. I understand that. I'm saying it's not like you're not getting tremendous players coming in there. Like we said, Cole Beasley and Mitch Moss going in there, who's going to be great for that offensive line as their starting center.
Did you see Gore walking through the hallways, the offices with
it's
the
tremendous.
Helmet? And who was the Buffalo Bills defensive lineman? Remember they had, 3 years ago, had a tremendous amount of snow and went in with a tractor or whatever and dug Jim Kelly out of his house.
Who was that?
Who was that defensive lineman?
It is too.
You know who I'm talking
about.
Yes,
I do, and I can't recall. Oh, man.
There was pictures of it. He was driving, he had one of those,
one of those heavy, John Deere Jones.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and went over and helped, and Jim Kelly posted a picture saying thanked him. Was it Williams?
Kyle Williams? It might have been.
No.
Kyle Williams. Kyle Williams is going to be missed, by the way, being that he's, he retired, obviously.
I'll think of it. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to Geico. Mario Williams.
Boom. That's it. I remember. That's right. You are correct, sir.
Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. Wow, 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's go out to Ohio, another great state.
Good job, Lonnie.
Yeah. Speak to Craig. Craig, listening on Sirius XM Channel 206. Craig, you're on with Taz and the Moose. What's going on, bro?
Hey, not a lot. Listening to you guys every morning. You guys keep my morning drive back to home pretty entertaining.
Thank you, brother. Yes, thank you.
Good taste. Go Bills.
All right.
it's been, it's been pretty rough here. Pat, I think 2 years ago was pretty good. We made it to the playoffs, but that was pretty short-lived. Tyrod Taylor didn't really play a good game.
Right.
But, overall, it was pretty exciting. But anyways, I want to talk about the free agency. I hear you guys talking about it a lot. And, I'm pretty enthused about it. But in all honesty, I was hoping to hit some big-name players like Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, some of them big, guys.
Yeah,
but, in all honesty, I think people don't really want to play in Buffalo. They want to play in the warmer climates. Look how quick he was to go to the Raiders. But my question is, what is our expectations with Josh Allen and let's say Sean McDermott? And that's all I want got to say, and I'll listen to you guys see what you have to say about it.
All right, Craig, we appreciate the call, my man. I personally, again, you might be more suited for this to give a impartial a feel, but I like Josh Allen a lot. He's got that big, strong, powerful arm. He's proved he's tough, and he can run, and he's athletic. I mean, his accuracy isn't the best in the world, but I do think as a rookie he did a good job, and that's going to get him better, and you got to give him a little time here, and I do think this coming season, I'm hopeful that his accuracy will be on point, but you can't discredit the power in the guy's arm. And McDermott as a head coach, I think a lot of guys want to play for him because of his history, that defensive mindset he brought from Carolina, and he's a player's coach. He's a motivator. I do think at times you got to get tough and get on players. You don't see that much on game day from him. We're not at the practice facility. It could be happening at practice. But he seems like Moose McDermott, like a player's coach.
He also seems like a guy that's going to hold his guys accountable, too.
Yeah, you agree with that. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I like McDermott.
Yeah, I like him, too.
I do. You didn't get a sense of his personality, how could you, as defensive coordinator, when he was down in Carolina, Taz, to the level that you get now, because the focus is not on him.
Of course.
And I think the more you've seen McDermott here in Buffalo, and especially this year, I mean, to step in, to see his team respond the way they did with Matt Barkley at quarterback, stepping into MetLife Stadium and just absolutely throttling the Jets, and that was probably the final nail in the coffin of Todd Bowles as Jet head coach, tells you a lot about that staff, that team, and that head coach. For Allen, to me, it's not about his leadership or whether or not he's an alpha male or his athleticism or his toughness, Taz. To me, it's all about accuracy. Can he give me 62%, 63% completion percentage? Can he put the ball where he needs to put it in the National Football League, throw guys open? It's a different quote-unquote sense of open in the NFL as compared to college or high school.
You're spot on. You're right.
Yeah. And so can he be able to be that accurate of quarterback? He's never going to be Drew Brees with his accuracy, but he's got to be accurate enough to take full advantage of how physically gifted he is at the position. I think if you're a Bills fan, that's what you're hopeful for, that he continues to get better. And as long as he continues to get better, everything that Bean had to say in that cut is true. Because Buffalo, when Jim Kelly, if you go all the way back, Jim Kelly didn't initially want to be a Buffalo Bill, right? Initially coming out, went to the USFL,
USFL. Houston Gamblers.
Correct.
How do I remember?
Right, they got paid. He got paid a ton of money coming out of Miami. Was an unbelievable player.
Great
right?
Miami.
Oof. Right, USFL folded. Right. Got an unbelievable contract. The city of Buffalo celebrated, right? Finally, and he'll even admit, coming out of Miami, he didn't want to go to Buffalo, right? Went there and played in the USFL. When Jim Kelly went there and you started to see the talent of Jim Kelly in the National Football League, Buffalo became the place to play.
You got that right, buddy. And then Bruce Smith coming out of Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
When he went there, first round, it blew up.
My point being, Taz, is you have the quarterback. I don't care where you're playing.
Okay,
that becomes the place to play.
You're spot on, bro. You're right.
I mean, that's it.
And they look, Craig Tuakolo just called from Ohio. You know, I do think I'm a Bills fan, obviously, but there's a lot, I think, to be optimistic about. You know, made the offensive line better with Mitch Morse at center. I wasn't crazy about the move with Tyler Croft coming in from the Bengals at tight end. I don't think he's like a great tight end or nothing like that. You know, I get what Mitch is saying about bigger name players. I wasn't crazy about the Frank Gore thing. Him and McCoy are two older guys. But yet, Gore ran great last year for Miami. And these two guys' numbers combined, their stats from their history is amazing. But who knows? I would have liked a younger, more dynamic running back. Defensively, you got a great defensive backfield, and Micah Hyde, Poyer. You got some really good players there. Jerry Hughes at linebacker. Matt Milano, as long as he's healthy. I'm a big fan of his. Underrated inside linebacker, outside linebacker, I should say. Milano, really good player. And Harrison Phillips, that's the key out of Stanford. Remember him, the big defensive tackle. Let's see now. It's his second year. Let's see if he could step up, being that Kyle Williams is out of there. Kyle Williams was kind of mentoring him, had a great career, as you know. And Harrison Phillips, who was an excellent player at Stanford. Let's see if he can step it up on that D-line.
We got the three coming your way next. The three biggest headlines on your Friday morning. As Taz just gave you the Bills update of all Bills updates.
I just said this.
How's
like
their
Bills
training
podcast.
Staff, Taz?
I know. Well, today they ate for breakfast. Dialed in, bro. Locked in.
Do they have one of those lap pools? It's Taz and the Bills on a Friday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, on a Friday morning. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Yes. 3, 2, 3, 2, 1.
And strolling, they're laughing.
Good job.
And rolling their eyes because I'm so wide and dirty.
Final time, Bogus, take it away, brother.
Okay, here we go. After 5 full games off the floor, Zion Williamson back with his Blue Devils last night as they took on Syracuse in the ACC quarters.
I'm waiting a while to get back out there with my brothers because, you know, you see your brothers going to war and you're just on the sideline helpless. You want to get out there, so it felt great to get back out there.
Zion celebrated his return with 29 points on 13-for-13 shooting. He added 14 rebounds, 5 steals, 2 assists for an 84-72 win, and now a semifinal meeting with North Carolina tonight. Zion hurt in their first meeting, then missed their second. The Tar Heels beat Louisville yesterday 83-70. Marquette snapping a 4-game skid with an 86-54 destruction of St. John's in the Big East quarters. Both Kansas basketball and football officially under NCAA investigation. CBS Sports says a former football assistant may have committed violations there, and the basketball program has been linked to the FBI investigation of recruiting corruption. And then there's Georgia Tech basketball, a former assistant coach accused of taking current NBAer Wendell Carter Jr. to an Atlanta strip club as part of his recruiting trip in November 2016. Former Georgia Tech player Jared Jack accused of funding that trip. The school nor head coach Josh Pastner has been charged with anything yet. The Indiana Pacers erased a 19-point third-quarter hole, beating the Thunder last night 108-106 on Wes Matthews' putback with 1.8 seconds to go. The Celtics were down 17 in the first half against the Kings.
Kyrie dribbles slowly, stutter step to the right elbow, knocks down a jumper with the 2 missed free throws by Fox. Kyrie now with 30, and the Celtics in a 27-point turnaround are up by 10.
Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell, Celtics Radio Boston winning 126-120. Kyrie leading the way, 32 points, 10 rebounds, and 12 assists. The Nuggets snuck past the Mavs, 199, on Nikola Jokic's buzzer-beating 2. The Lakers losing in Toronto, 111-98, and the Jazz dumped the T-Wolves, 120-100. The New York Football Giants have already found Odell Beckham Jr.'s replacement. Veteran receiver Golden Tate signed a 4-year deal yesterday, reportedly worth $23 million guaranteed. The Saints re-signed backup QB Teddy Bridgewater, and the Raiders cut A.J. McCarron and Jordy Nelson. Tiger Woods tees off in roughly 5 minutes after yesterday's 2-under-70 to start the Players' Championship at Sawgrass. Tommy Fleetwood, Keegan Bradley should lead at -7. Bradley just teed off while Fleetwood plays this afternoon. Phil Mickelson, a 2-over-74 yesterday, then said his family did use that college admission service destroyed by the FBI this week, but the Mickelson family did nothing wrong, guys. Joe Montana saying the very same thing.
Well, you know, the thing with that, too, I got to say, and I believe both sure. those great athletes, because I know when my son was getting ready to go into school and with ACTs, there are plenty of services where you could help. They teach you how to take your SAT and your ACT to get better at it. There's nothing right. illegal about it. You're paying for a service.
Right, and you need help. I saw somebody, why do you need help applying for a college? Because colleges are annoying, and they want different things, and what should your essay be about, and what should you tell them? So I get the need for a legitimate business.
Absolutely. It's
fake sailing teams.
Right. I just wouldn't spend $500,000
on it. That's a different story. My son's a quarterback, and he's never touched a football in his life. And he's on a roster.
Right.
That's a problem. Yeah.
There was the story, the one kid was 18. They said he was 6 feet and he was literally a 5'4 basketball player.
It was me.
I didn't see that one. No, I didn't see it.
No, I read about
my wife was telling me about that. I go, seriously? God. She's they changed his height and made him 6 feet tall, but he was really 5'4 or 5'5. The rowing stuff, and how about it? Serves them right. Lori Loughlin actually took pictures of her daughter on a rowing machine.
Yeah, and another family made a water polo picture.
Yeah,
a kid on a water polo team.
And the guy's service, he was doing Photoshop on real high school athletes coming out of high school and photoshopping their face.
Not as good as Lean Mean.
That's a fact.
Yes. Yeah, but he's been doing it wrong now. Clearly, he didn't make $23 million over the last 5 years.
Well, we don't know that. Right, but he's also not facing prison.
That's true. So, that too, we don't yet. Know. But, no, but anyway. No,
Lean Mean, I believe in you.
No, listen, the whole thing is just crazy. I saw...
Well, it's insanity. Lori Loughlin's lost Hallmark.
Yeah, she got fired.
Her daughter. Yeah. I mean, could they be? And can her daughter at least be a little bit less transparent about how much she hates school?
Yeah, well, she shouldn't go on a YouTube channel like.
I really don't care about school. I'm going there to party and watch USC.
That's basically what she said.
And here's the other thing:
she did apologize the next day, but at that point, it's like, what are you doing?
Listen,
yeah, she's 18 years old.
Okay, here's one thing: like, if you told me I spent $500,000 to get my daughter into Harvard, that would be one thing, right? And I'm not trying to knock USC, but you mean to tell me your kid, you couldn't connect the dots? You live in California, right? You're Southern Cal. I know it's a private university, but you're spending $500,000 to go to USC?
Well, I hear what you're saying. USC is actually it's a good school.
It's a good school.
It's probably
but $500,000.
Well, and you do all that, and she doesn't want to go there
to get into USC. $500,000 for USC. I'm not saying, but $500,000, get me into Harvard.
Yeah, well,
Yale.
Yeah, give me Stanford.
Yeah, give me Stanford. Yeah. I don't expect for $500,000.
Yeah, you got LAU Post.
Right.
Well, the thing,
Stanford,
I could be a Hall of Famer.
Well, here's
there wasn't anybody in these.
Speaking of which, Bilotti, how much did you pay to get into that Dopey Hall of Fame?
Oh my God, that's tremendous.
That's $50. $50. You slipped the guy a 50. A C note. $52. How much did you get to get into that Hall of Fame?
No,
we'll
cash.
Break our old college scandal right now.
Just promise to show up.
It cost Lori Loughlin $500,000. Along, I'm sure, with $500,000 to get her kid
probably
into USC.
$1,200.
Right? So for Bilotti to get into the Post Hall of Fame, I'd guess it was $49.50.
Yes.
Burrito from Moe's, great brand.
Right.
Burritos, yes, for sure.
For Baseglia, it would be 71 and a quarter.
You see Bilotti walking out in handcuffs, all part of the scandal.
Right.
Oh, yeah, people out of your boat operator.
College Hall of Fame scandal at CBW Post.
FBI shows up.
These Hall of Famers are no longer Hall of Famers.
His plaque coming off the wall in sad footage.
Right.
He's banned from the Tillis Center. No one knows what that is except for me and Pete, because I went to Post.
No, I know what it is. I saw Mike in his retirement tour there.
Oh, so you know the Tillis Center.
Right, I know the Tillis Center, right.
But by the way, I just...
Also known as the Bawami.
A little defense.
He's no longer a CW Post Hall of Famer.
Listen.
He paid $49.50 for this picture.
By the way, listen, I just...
All the St. John's classes now thrown out the wall.
For the guy by
the
water cooler, USC, just so you know, bro.
Good school.
I'm not saying it's not a good school.
Listen to me. Listen. 16% acceptance rate.
I don't care. If I'm paying $500,000, I want to go to Harvard.
Moose. No, listen, bro. 16% acceptance.
I'm sure it's a good school.
36,000 kids go there. 16% acceptance
rate. For $500,000, I want to go to Harvard. That's my point.
Okay. Well, can you survive at Harvard? You can maybe survive. But that was the thing.
Are you dumb?
No. I'm saying Lori Loughlin's kid. Like, you know your kids. Like, so I'm just saying, like, that's the thing. I'm not saying this is good, but my kid went through the process the right way. So
I said I wasn't knocking USC. You're getting caught up on the fact that I wouldn't spend $500,000 to get my kid into USC.
I know that. I'm just saying any USC alum out there, it's a great school.
Right. It's a good enough school to take bribes to get the kids in.
Oh, boy, that's not nice. Well, a lot of these great schools were but Moose, you can't say that. I mean,
the USC thing runs deep. Like, their admissions person was taking money to do stuff. Like, it's bad.
Lachlan's daughter was friends with the president of the school.
I know the whole story. It goes more than just it goes deep into the faculty at USC.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah,
I mean, they're not coming out of this clean.
No,
I'm not. I'm not. I'm just bringing up facts to defend anyone who go to USC or went to USC. That it's an amazing school. So, and their film school there is great too. Moose, I'm just.
Okay.
What, you only could spit out facts for the guy by the world?
No,
report,
I'm not saying
do,
that. You're getting
problem.
Caught. You're
so
getting,
when I do, I'm getting caught
getting,
up in it.
You're getting caught up on USC. The point
so
being
I'm
is
just,
that once
I'm trying to give people facts.
It's a great school.
Facts.
It's a great school.
You do this all the time. If it's someone with a sport or a player.
It's a great school. That's not true. It's a great school.
I say something like, oh, Taz, come on. Don't be so serious.
No.
Tight ass. Come on, Taz.
Nobody cares.
Stop. Nobody cares, Taz. Stop again. Too serious.
serious. 16% approval rate.
Stop. Stop. 16. It's acceptance rate.
Approval.
Acceptance rate. That's
wow.
the key.
It's great school.
No,
Harvard of the West.
Hot shot. Listen to me. What you'll see when your kids go to school, go to college. No, the two things. Anybody out there, young kids, Moose obviously doesn't want to hear it, so I'll let everybody else know. Maybe
I do want to hear it.
The key is acceptance rate and graduation rate. When you look at a school, that's the two key things. And the amount of kids that go to the school. So the acceptance rate is the key, and the graduation rate is the key. If you're looking for good schools.
What's the acceptance rate for Harvard?
I'll look, but I think it's something like 7 or 6.
All right. I'd pay $500,000 for that.
No, I hear you, but we're splitting hairs. When you get any school.
5.6%.
You get any school that's under. That's under like 25-30% acceptance rate, and there's a good amount of kids that go to that school. You're talking about like a legitimate institution.
I'm not saying the USC is not as good.
No,
I'm just half $1 million, I'd rather go to an Ivy League school. Yeah, I want under 8%.
I hear you. I understand.
That would be my thing.
I don't know.
Moose needs bang for his buck.
For 500, I want Ivy League.
I understand.
Ivy League reputation.
I know.
Get me into Harvard.
Thanks,
I got you. I got you.
Go ahead, Bokish.
I got you. You want me to give you spring training news now?
Yeah, I'm dying.
Thanks, Andrew.
See you guys on Monday.
We'll come back.
Right,
we got the three for you.
It's
Taz and the Moose. 16% for USC.
16%. Yeah.
Yes.
What's post, like 97?
It's up there. Why when I say something like this, it's like a big joke. You
it's
do
not
it.
A
no
joke.
One can joke around.
No,
if Moose gives facts on something and we all joke around, it's like, whoa,
you're defending USC defending USC like you started the institution.
No, I'm just saying, because anybody out there.
Maybe it is.
Who
is
has
that
some
did
Trojan
that have,
pride?
Did,
that's all.
No, what? It was the point being is you missed the point. You're locked
point.
In on USC. No, you missed the point.
The point is.
Here's what you take away from the conversation. Bellotti paid $49.50 to get into the Post Hall of Fame.
That basically covers it.
Congratulations, Pete.
Thank you.
He's going to get what? Hopefully,
did
Will
he get
be.
A ring? Does he have a ring?
Imagine Bellotti getting taken away in handcuffs by the FBI.
Nassau County Police, grab him.
It's in the Daily News.
Yeah.
CBS Sports Radio's engineering savant. Peter Bellotti has been caught up in the college recruiting scandal.
Hot take on Twitter.
He paid to get into the CW Post Hall of Fame.
We're going
to
do the schedule.
Right.
I got news. I went to Post, and I got to tell you.
And his Bellamy picks are terrible.
I hate to say, it's going to sound very self-serving. I went to Post, played football there, and I think I'm a little bit more of a popular public figure than Pete the Body. Pete the Body gets in the freaking Post Hall of Fame, and I don't! How does that happen?
I'm on the Newhouse wall up in Syracuse.
He said, you're on the Newhouse wall?
Yeah.
That's big right there.
That is.
That's a lot bigger than.
And
that's big.
That is. Yeah.
That's better than a 60% acceptance rate. I'll tell you that right now.
No, that is.
No, dude, the Newhouse deal's a real deal. You're really on the wall there?
Yes. And here's what we learned. Wow. Taz's family started USC.
No.
And Bellotti paid $49.
I tap.
Taz is going down. Taz's like, I'm going to die on this hill this morning.
Trojans.
This is the morning I'm going to die on the. I got your back, Sam Darnold. Juju Smith-Schuster, you've got to support.
What's Lynn Swan do? Is he AD?
Yeah, he's athletic director. Right?
Lynn, I got you, Lynn.
I'm with you. This guy has no idea I'm going to set his ass straight. It's Taz and the
tremendous.
Moose. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
March Madness, well, it officially kicks off with the NCAA Selection Show. CBS has the big reveal and breakdown of the brackets. We all love it. Find out if your team is in and where it will go Sunday at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific on CBS. It's time now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Tony in Idaho. Are the Pistons Pi Day jerseys cool or stupid? I thought they were stupid.
Yeah, I agree. They are stupid. They are. They
too
suck.
Much.
Yeah, right. It's too much. They suck. I don't like them at all.
Right.
I don't.
Pi 3.14.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Keeping a car clean, simple and expensive form of maintenance. O'Reilly Auto Parts is the cleaning and detailing products you need, including washes, waxes, polishes, leather and vinyl care. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for Clean Car Month. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Here we go, the three.
It is now time for The Three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Zion Williamson's incredible return for Duke.
Ah, 12-point victory over the Orange last night. They're on to the semifinals at the ACC tournament where they'll take on North Carolina. Right now, you're sitting probably as a number two seed Sunday night when the brackets do get unveiled. Williamson coming back off that sprained knee. We know during the Duke-North Carolina game down in Cameron Indoor, Taz, 13 of 13 on the floor, 29 points, 14 rebounds, had five steals in the first half. I mean, it's just...
Kid made a statement, great. Man. He just made
it's great. Wearing new sneakers, as you mentioned, as
yeah,
well.
Kyrie Force. Yeah, Kyrie Force, custom-made from Nike just for Zion. So, yeah, no blowout on these things. But I'll tell you, this kid made a statement for sure last night. As great as Duke is, as great as Barrett is and Jones and Reddish and all these guys, once he's in there, once Williamson's in there,
changes
Zion
it.
Just changes the game, dude. I mean, and they got some momentum, you know, going in there, you know, at home and playing Cuse and taking Cuse out like they did 84-72. Momentum right now as they go to battle the Tar Heels.
Yeah, they do. They do. And the Orange, not so much. For Williamson, Taz, here's what he loved. Came back, he played, didn't think about, wanted to finish his commitment down at Duke, and could have conceivably saw him shut it down after that knee injury with so much on the line. But when he is in that lineup, it's them and everybody else, from my perspective, when you look at the college landscape.
I don't agree. I don't disagree. I mean, I totally agree with you. Yeah, I mean, he really is. He's just he's as advertised. All the hype, everything's real.
Brilliant.
Number two,
John Dorsey. OBJ's talent outweighs challenges.
Yeah, let's quickly hear from Dorsey. Is he concerned about OBJ and his personality?
We do our research on every player that becomes a Cleveland Brown. And with regards to Odell, listen, he's a very passionate, competitive guy who's going to help this football team.
Listen, they're excited. They should be.
They've
got playmakers on offense. He mentioned you don't win games in March. You win them in the fall. He also said it's about this team coming together. That's going to be on Kitchens and his staff and the leadership on that team, Taz, to bring all these personalities together and get everybody on the same page. If they do, they're going to be something to watch.
Oh, they are going to be dominant. Dominant. They talk about momentum with Duke. They have momentum in March. They haven't even played a game yet. There's just so much positivity out of there. It's crazy. And they have the components. And just you start it with Baker Mayfield and just start it with him.
Yep.
I mean, everybody's so excited about to see him play in his second year in the NFL coming up in 2019. So just imagine now what the weapons around him, Adam Beckham, and with the run game, and Kareem Hunt, once he's able to play again, you got, you know, Chubb. We went through them all. Landry and now, obviously, Beckham. Njoko at tight end. A really good defense. What they had, Vernon.
Olivier
defense.
Vernon. Right.
Got Miles
Sheldon
Garrett.
Richardson.
Sheldon Richardson. They got Denzel Ward. It was a tremendous D-back.
No question.
Second year in the league at Ohio State. Yo, Cleveland Brown might be my new team.
Oh, they are really a great football team, great talent. We'll see if they can be a great football team, but the favorites right now in the AFC North.
Number three,
Giants sign Golden Tate.
Yeah, Giants continue to confuse you. Exactly what the game plan is here. I mean, I guess they're trying to rebuild and remain relevant. You know, Eli's back, rebuilding the offensive line. We'll see if they sign Mike Remmers as well to add to the right tackle spot for this team. Beckham now is a Brown, as we mentioned, and Golden Tate is brought in. So now you've got Tate and Shepard as being your top two receivers with Ingram and Saquon Barkley. Not awful. I mean, it's not awful for the Giants.
Awful. No, I agree.
But their
it's
defense
awful.
Is brutal.
No, that defense needs a plethora of help, and it's going to be very interesting to see what the New York Giants do in the draft. It's going to be they sit in a good position in the draft with the sixth spot. So we'll see if they try to move up. We'll see if they try to do something, if they end up getting a quarterback with either Haskins or something crazy happens and they make a move and get Kyler Murray. I mean, but there definitely is a plethora of defensive end, edge rushers and stuff in there from Josh Allen to Nick Bosa, interior defensive lineman like Quinnen Williams. There's Montez Sweat on the edge from Miss State. There's a bunch. So defensively, they could definitely make themselves better there, and they're in the sixth spot, as I said. So, you know, that's pretty good. And then they got another first rounder in the seventh spot, I believe, from Cleveland, right?
Yep.
So, you know, they could get some young cats in there and do something, but they got to do something, make a pause. Did you see there was something? I don't know if you saw this. Chris Hogan from the past. There was scuttlebutt that the Giants were going to try and get him yesterday.
There were, and then they ended up signing
what's his name? Tate. Yeah, yep. Which I think is a better move.
I do too.
Yeah, I think it's a better move.
I do too.
Yeah.
So those are your three big storylines. One other one we did not mention. How about Teddy Bridgewater? It must be bad down in Miami.
Yeah.
I mean, you go down to Miami,
shocked.
You got an opportunity to be a starter with the Miami Dolphins, and you decide to say, you know what, I'm good. Yeah. You're going to go be the backup down in out in New Orleans. one year, $7.25 million.
Dude, I don't understand that. You got a new coach in there, the guy Flores, the Pats.
He's like, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good over here.
I'm all right.
I mean, and talk about places that you want to play, like cities. Like Miami, what's nicer than Miami?
You know what I thought, Taz? Yeah. He knows the clock is ticking on Breeze. They love him. Could step in down in New Orleans and be the starter.
You're right.
Says maybe my future will be better with this organization, with the way it's run as compared to Miami.
But the Moose, yeah.
That's what I thought about.
I think you might be right.
You ever run into Mark Melusi?
I think you might be right.
I mean, that's also, for a competitive guy, it means you're not going to be playing much football either, though.
No, you're not.
Unless Breeze goes down to injury, you're the backup.
How old is he, Bridgewater? 26, Bridgewater? 27?
I think he's got to be 28, 29 by now.
So he's getting close
to
30.
Been in the league, yeah, I think so.
Okay, so yeah, he's still got a little bit. I mean, you know, unless he just loves
it down there. Oh, he's only 26.
He is 26.
Yeah, he's 26 years old. I thought he was 29.
I know these guys' ages.
I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, so he's got time on his side, so he's 26. Stays with New Orleans. Good song. Let's get a little social media. We asked you the question the other day, Taz. Could you send Adam Bloom, who's the master of digital here at CBS Sports Radio?
Is that his title, master of digital?
I think so.
Right? I think so. Maybe.
No.
Nope. I'm not sure. No, I think it's master of, whatever. So we got it. Right. He's the ruler of social media and digital.
Right. He's on his honeymoon. France, and then he went to Africa for a safari.
Yeah.
I challenged Taz, send Bloom an email.
Challenge? You manipulated me.
I did manipulate you. I forced you into it.
And I fell into it.
I forced you into it. You're right. I did push your hand.
You did.
Right.
Hook, line, and sinker. Follower Jones.
That's send Bloom an email about our November meeting and see if he gets a response while he's on his safari honeymoon down in Africa.
And France, which is a disconnect.
Well, right now he's in Africa.
You go from France to, that's you're not renting a car for that one, right? I mean,
highfalutin?
No, so that's highfalutin Jones, yeah.
That's not a cheap honeymoon.
Big high roller Bloom City. What do you got? You got some info before we do the social media update?
Well, I have some dates. These are loose dates here, but my source says that he believes he left for his trip on the 3rd of March and should be back on the 21st.
18 days.
Should
I
be
respect
back
that.
On a 20. That's a Taz December vacation right there.
That's a nice. That is a nice honeymoon. I went. My wife and I went on an.
It must be really a lot of love. I mean,
18 day honeymoon to Hawaii.
Wow.
Right.
Somebody said something to you here.
Chernoff and Spitz on speakerphone. I was in my apartment in Harrison, New York. After my wife and I glowing from our return trip from Hawaii. I got offered to do something, and I said I had to think about it. And they said, he goes, we covered for you when you went on your 18-day honeymoon. Usually people go away for a week and get back to work. Mark, I went to Hawaii.
Yeah, well, that's why when they see how much I grind here, they're not
love,
used to that.
Love is in the Taz.
They're not used to that.
Taz.
The way I am grinding, brother.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, Taz.
Social media update. That's a segue. Yes. Social media update is basically at Taz and the Moose.
Watch out.
No. Do you think Taz gets a response from the social media guru, Adam, in quotation, which is funny, on his honeymoon in Africa? 60%, the options were this. Yes, of course. No, busy having fun. 40% said yes.
I voted busy having fun.
Okay. 40% said yes, of course. 60% said no, busy having fun. He's having fun, probably getting chased down by a Bengal tiger. Which would be hilarious.
He's having fun.
He's having fun. And I did email him. I did email him, and I got an automatic auto reply.
You're not having fun on your honeymoon then.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I get married.
I did email him, and I got an auto reply. Thanks for your note, and that's that. So I don't want to read the rest, because he has a really weird auto reply.
Auto reply doesn't count. We'll find out. We'll update you on Monday. Does Bloom respond?
That's the big question over the
weekend.
Does
Bloom respond? The hell with the brackets. Does Adam Bloom respond to Taz's email about our November November digital meeting.
The Monday show is going to be big, folks.
Taz Moose, great job, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. Till Monday, everyone. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.